Jay will be celebrating the beginning of another trip around the sun later this week. As with all of us, God's plans for Jay began long before he was born. We do not know all the stories that unfolded before Jay's appearance on Earth, but we do know one crucial chapter. In the mid-1940s, Jim Jones, Jay's dad, was aide-de-camp to the post commander at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and he asked for a day off on the special day he planned to ask Jay's mom to marry him. The post commander granted his request, and Jim proposed, and his mom said yes. They were sitting outside the officers' club celebrating their future when the commander's plane returned to post. Much to their shock, the plane crashed just short of the runway. All on board were killed. Had it been any other day, Jim would have been on that plane. Besides the shock and the grief of losing his boss, life changed in a second for Jim and Mary Jo. Without his commander, Jim was no longer aide-de-camp. He got orders to go to war. He and Mary Jo had to rush up their wedding plans. They were married early one morning in the post chapel because it was the only time it was available. Jim was injured in the war, but God protected his life and that of his waiting wife. Jim eventually came home, and the Jones story continued with the birth of their son, Jay. It still amazes me to realize God's mercy and protection every day, but especially on the day that he kept Jim off that plane. I am thankful that God planned for Jay and our daughter and grandson who came into the world through Jay. I imagine God saying to his angels, "Your assignment is to keep Jim off the plane. I have plans to bring a boy named Jay, a girl named Jennifer, and a boy named Gideon into the world." And God is not done yet. The story is still unfolding. God sees much farther than we can see, and he has a plan. I hope all those who are a part of the future will know that they were planned for long before they were born. I am so glad that God also knew I would need a good husband to love me and be loved by me. So happy birthday week, Jay. God said, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."